This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, if you already have questions for me, please pause the podcast and call me on 732-673-0510. My CPA firm specializes in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offers the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. As the name implies, this podcast offers advice for those of us working at the street level. If you look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today's topic is really a question. If the stock market crashes or corrects, are you positioned correctly? This podcast is for anyone that has investments in the stock market, either in their retirement plans or in personal investment accounts. Take some time to learn about the stock market crashes or corrections that have happened over the past few decades. Discuss these patterns with your advisor. Where do the markets sit relative to past booms and busts? What are bear and bull markets? What is a bubble? Are we in a period of unprecedented market gains? Some financial advisors may take this podcast as an attack, but it is not one. Most financial advisors suggest stocks, bonds, and insurance products. There is definitely room for those within a diversified investment plan, but in my opinion, to truly diversify, you need assets out of the markets to hedge against losses there. You also need your financial advisor to incorporate hedges within your stock, bond, and insurance market investments. Remember that stocks, bonds, and insurance products can be used to hedge each other as well. A quick side note, I highly recommend that your CPA or income tax preparer is not also your financial advisor. These two disciplines require full-time focus, and someone cannot be a full-time professional tax advisor and financial advisor, just as a plumber cannot be an electrician. Your CPA should be used to help you independently evaluate proposals from your financial advisor, especially to accurately project the net tax consequences. We review investment proposals every day from advisors. The stock market has rallied in the past few years like never before. Along with this, though, I have seen some blindness to the potential impact of a correction in the stock market. Let me give you some definitions, though. A stock market crash is when a stock index drops severely in a day or two of trading, let's say more than 10%. The indices are the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. A crash is more sudden than a stock market correction. A correction is when the market falls 10% from its 52-week high over days, weeks, or even months. Each of the bull markets in the last 40 years has had a correction. It's a natural part of the market cycle that wise investors welcome. Such a pullback allows the market to consolidate before going toward higher highs. No one welcomes a crash. It is sudden, violent, and unexpected. I am urging all my clients to call their financial advisors and their plan administrators for their retirement plans and ask them this question. If the stock market had a significant downturn or we entered a bear market, how do you have me positioned to hedge against this, both within the markets, which are stocks, bonds, and insurance, and with assets outside the markets? If a plan is in place to protect you against a market crash or correction, it should be provided fairly quickly. For example, go over all of your holdings and review with your financial advisor the potentiality of an impact on each of those if there is a market crash or correction. These eventualities should be part of the planning they have done for you. Ask them for the worst-case scenario. If you are told not to worry about it and the markets over time always go up, that should alarm you. Again, is there any planning that they have specifically implemented to hedge against a significant market downturn? Is part of this plan assets outside the markets? We all love the stock market gains that we have seen the past few years, but without proper planning, many of these can be wiped out in a very short time. Along with this, you want to make sure that you diversify your investments. If you are 100% invested in the stock, bond, or insurance markets, regardless of the level of risk, your investments may not be diversified enough. Please consider investing some of your portfolio in hard assets as well, such as real estate, commodities, precious metals, etc., along with your assets invested in the stock and bond markets. Also, your financial advisor may have hard asset funds available to them you can choose. The stock market can be a good place to invest some of your assets if done properly, but we need to also hold assets out of that world in order to truly diversify and hedge against losses there. Have you ever had your financial advisor's plans and strategies independently reviewed by a CPA for accurate tax consequences? If not, call me today to schedule a consultation. This brings us to the end of this edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative and helpful. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. Remember, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Have a great day.